From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. UN investigators are calling for the prosecution of the perpetrators of crimes against civilians in Syria's long-running war. From Geneva, correspondent Lisa Schlein reports on the latest documents submitted to the UN Human Rights Council by the International Commission of Inquiry on Syria, which documents multiple atrocities and gross violations committed by all sides in the conflict.
The Commission of Inquiry has run out of patience with UN member states it accuses of having done little to hold perpetrators of crimes in Syria accountable. Commission Chair Sergio Pinheiro calls the deadlock at the Security Council on Syria after 6 years of war reprehensible and at times bewildering. He tells delegates at the UN Human Rights Council that civilians continue to be deliberately attacked, deprived of humanitarian aid, forcibly displaced and arbitrarily detained, or held hostage by all warring parties.
In several instances, government forces used chemical weapons against civilians in opposition-held areas, including in Khan Sheikhoun, Idlib, on 4th April.
These charges elicited a hostile and angry reply from Syrian Ambassador Hussam Aden Allah, who accused the commissioners of using fabricated, biased information from unreliable sources. He called the assertion his government used chemical weapons a pack of lies. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Thousands of protesters from an Islamist coalition party in Bangladesh demonstrated Monday against the government of Myanmar for not establishing rights for Rohingya Muslims in Rakhine State. About a million Rohingya lived in the state until the recent violence. This is VOA News. President Trump told the UN General Assembly in New York on Monday that the way the agency is managed must be changed.
In recent years, the United Nations has not reached its full potential because of bureaucracy and mismanagement. While the United Nations on a regular budget has increased by 140%, and its staff has more than doubled since 2000, we are not seeing the results in line with this investment.
The United Nations has a multi-billion-dollar annual budget, numerous peacekeeping missions, and a large staff. It's been a target of Trump's criticism for years. The UN contributes, the U.S., that is, contributes more than $600 million to the $2.5 billion budget. It also contributes more than $2 billion annually to support UN peacekeeping missions and hundreds of millions more to such programs as the UN Children's Fund and the World Food Program. A suicide blast near one of Pakistan's two main border crossings with Afghanistan has wounded at least 22 people, including several security force members. The attack Monday night caused Pakistani authorities to suspend all traffic at the southwestern post. Members of the paramilitary Frontier Corps were heading to the border crossing when a suicide bomber ambushed their vehicle and blew himself up near a busy public spot. A splinter Pakistani Taliban faction, Jamatul Ahrar, quickly claimed responsibility for the attack. Afghanistan's branch of the Islamic State terrorist group has expanded its extremist activities to all seven of the country's provinces, as opposed to only one province last year, according to a UN report released on Monday. While fighting over territorial control between Afghan forces and Taliban insurgents escalated in 2017, a rise in attacks by the Islamic State fueled insecurity in the country, according to the report from the UN Office of the UN Office of Humanitarian Affairs. And Iraq's Supreme Court has approved a request by Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to suspend an independence referendum that the country's Kurdistan region planned to hold later this month. The court said on Monday the vote will be on hold until it reviews cases regarding the constitutionality of the vote. The body has repeatedly spoken out against the referendum, calling it a dangerous escalation. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.